It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host. Happy to welcome to our studios this morning the band Uni. They have a show tomorrow night at the Lodge, and we're going to talk about the music and all sorts of other bits and pieces after we hear a couple of songs. Welcome, first of all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The reverb is on.
Thank you.
And this is Uni.
So love's not all you need anymore. Cubicles and civil war. There's apples eating me to the core. Thank you.
88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host, and Uni in the studio with us this morning. Thanks for coming in, guys. We've got Charlotte, David, and Nico. And for those who don't have television right now, which is everybody listening, you missed the juggling that Nico was doing while he was doing the vocal on that.
He does
that
just
song.
For the sound.
I can tell it centers him for the vocal.
It's not even for the visual. It's just shakers sound better when you juggle them.
Yeah, it was great.
See, listen to that great shaker tone.
It's great to see you guys. Thanks for coming in. You know, all our audience really knows about you up until today is the song that we've been playing, Mushroom Cloud. So why don't we, before we get into the present and what's going on, talk a little bit about how this band got together. Because, Charlotte, I met you a few years ago with Ghost of a Sabertooth Tiger. And you and David connected. That's the beginning of this, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was having Sean play guitar in my folk project with this other girl, Eden. And you know, I just realized I need to, like, work with someone other than my boyfriend.
Right.
So I had to challenge him to a duel.
Yeah.
We should point out this is Sean Lennon, who's your boyfriend and partner in that band. So
yeah, and partner in the record label we started and multiple projects.
Yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much did everything together for 8 years straight. So
you figured you needed another outlet.
Yeah, I needed to venture out, have some new friends. So I met David. He played guitar in one of my projects, and we just were both doing folk at the time and kind of really wanting to just rock out and write some simple rock songs, and
David
and we failed because we're all still really complex.
Well, this is simple for us.
We were talking before we went on the air a little bit about you were telling me that you were playing 8 minute long sort of songs that nobody...
I was really a lyrics guy,
yeah,
to a fault, I think, in retrospect. At the time, I didn't think so, but I was just writing very long songs that
his
had
song
no
was
words
like an 8 minute
repeated.
Long verse.
They would just be verse after verse after verse after verse, and you know, if you didn't have the attention span to follow me to the end, that was your fault, buddy.
So I also want to point out for those without the pictures that you have a double neck guitar in studio with you this morning, a 12 string and a 6 string. And I'm always impressed when somebody brings one of those in.
Thank you. I'm mostly impressed that it hasn't broken my back yet, right?
Yeah.
That I can just carry the
weight. No, you're doing good.
The crown weighs
heavy.
Yeah,
it's mostly just physically impressive. That thing is so heavy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you stand there and play it.
Need a plastic one.
Well, it's kind of, well,
my bass is hollow.
I shouldn't say what it's like. I shouldn't say what it's like on the radio, but it's similar to something only the adventurous get
up to. Oh, it's like
that
move when you hold a girl up.
Careful now. Careful. Slow down.
Oh, woo. Slow down. So this is a family establishment.
Absolutely. No, you say whatever you want. I'll just have to, you know, bleep it all. So you two got together, and then you obviously needed Nico.
Very much so, because we're kind of both tone deaf when it comes to singing.
So how did he come into the process?
Well, we just watched Rocky Horror Picture Show, and we saw that scene with the lightning in the cage, and we actually built that same contraption.
He's our Rocky.
And we pulled the lever. We didn't know. Took us a couple tries to get it right. We won't tell you where the bodies are buried.
It was a Craigslist ad, right? That's how we met Nico.
I don't know, Nico. How did we meet you, Nico?
We found him on the street.
He was in Chinatown. He had an organ grinding monkey, and he was juggling for tips.
Yeah. You guys should bring the monkey on tour with you as well.
Well, we did. We left Nick in Chinatown.
Yeah. This isn't Nick. This is the monkey.
All right. So once the nucleus of the band was put together, why don't we introduce the other guys who are on tour with you in the studio as well, though?
Absolutely.
Andrew Oakley,
on drums.
Fantastic drummer from Boulder, Colorado. Recent New York City transplant.
He comes from the Sabbath and Zeppelin School of Rock.
He's been with us for about a year and a half.
he's awesome. He puts up with our shenanigans.
And then, new on this tour,
we
have Frank, a.k.a. Stink Locrasto.
He used to be a priest, and now he plays organ in our band.
A priest in the Church of Satan, that
yes,
is.
Yes, of course.
Hometown of Dallas, Texas. Also.
Well, welcome all. So once you three sort of got the nucleus of the band together, what did you want to do? I mean, obviously I can hear the music and I can hear the influences. There's a lot of glam. There's a lot of psychedelia in there. Is that what you set out to do?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had been doing psychedelia with Sean for a few years, and I kind of wanted to do a more 70s-inspired thing than 60s. We had been doing the 60s till the cows came home, and everyone in this band really loves the 70s. We can all agree over riff rock, glam rock, Ziggy, Mark Bolan, Zeppelin. So that's kind of where the intersection of all our tastes meet.
And I know you've been recording and gradually just sort of releasing singles up until this point, right? 7-inch singles and making videos, by the way, as well. There's some fantastic videos out there. And I know, Charlotte, you're directing that stuff, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun with that.
I can see. You can tell. I would advise anybody to hit the Google and go look for the Uni videos. So the couple of singles that are out there, the 7-inches and then the tour, what is up next? I know that you're finishing this first real tour in Los Angeles tomorrow night. And I should point out, I did look it up because you're like, yeah, we're playing The Lodge. Where is that? Well, The Lodge is actually a British drama series. it's also an art gallery in East LA, as well as a new music venue in Highland Park. And you're going to be opening for your friends Starcrawler. So you're going to be wrapping up that little tour. What's up next? I know there's another tour coming up. Are you going to actually continue to release singles? How do you sort of approach the biz part of this?
Well, we are the next thing. I'll take those one at a time. The next thing we're gonna do is a tour with our friends White Denim, who we just recorded a song with in Austin when we were there, and they have an amazing studio. And then, what's next for us is
more
the same
inches.
Thing that we've done up until this point, which is just world domination. we're gonna start. You know, we've taken a page out of. You know, all the famous invaders of the past, and I think the Blitzkrieg is our technique. So we're going to hit the East Coast.
We're going to hit the East Coast. We're going to get a lot of venereal diseases.
Are you going to go
is a huge
go in
influence.
On elephants?
Yes.
Riding
war elephants.
Yeah, we've been researching
those
war
things are
elephants.
Awesome. We listen to a lot of history books on tape in the van.
But from the point of view of releasing music, we were talking about this before we went on air and saying how, you know, it's a singles world these days. You know, releasing albums unless you're Radiohead or Adele.
Yeah, well, definitely. I think that's what really has gotten things like
it's also sort of a battle cry into the void to release a full album when you're a totally unknown band. So we have two albums worth recorded, actually, but we all decided to just put out vinyl 7 inches of two songs each and do a video for each song that we release that way. And just do sort of bite-sized morsels to introduce the world to us. And then we're going to do an album eventually. Even if the format is dead, it's something we're all nostalgic for, but we're just building up to it.
And then how are you involved in the social media world and all that kind of stuff? Are you active in that stuff?
When I heard that we were doing singles, I thought we were starting a Tinder profile and we're going to be going on a lot of dates. Turned out we were just on tour.
We're just doing this to get laid.
Next, we are, we're going to be doing more. We have a few more singles. Actually, the next 7-inch that's coming out is really rad. It's got Electric Universe and a song called The Girl Who Has It All on them. And we've got videos for both those songs coming up.
Claymation.
After that, I don't know if I should give this away yet, but we have another spoiler. It's another 7-inch coming up with a song called, with the first song that we played tonight, Love's Not All You Need, as well as a song called Machiavellian Alien.
And it's all the music streaming as well. I mean, you can get the 7 inches if you go to a show or whatever, and I presume you can get them mail order or something. But
yeah, we actually just sold out of our 7 inches on tour, which was great.
But we have more for the show tomorrow.
But thanks for asking about the streaming, because it is on Spotify, but we're very difficult to find, because as far as us handling the biz, we heard that underground bands were the coolest, so we made it really difficult to find us on Spotify.
If you
look up
Uni,
we won't come up. You have to put in Uni and then one of our song names, like What's the Problem or Adult Video. But don't put Adult Video into Google unless
some weird things might come up.
Unless you don't have anything planned for the next, in my case, 3 or 4 minutes.
All right. So listen, I'm going to throw it back to you for the last song. And again, thank you for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you, Nick.
A pleasure to see you guys. The Lodge,
likewise,
tomorrow night. You'll be on first, opening for Starcrawler. And if anybody gets down there from after hearing this, please go say hi to the guys and tell them you heard them on the radio. It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt. We're wrapping up our week and our morning here on a Friday. What's the song? The final song?
It's called Electric Universe.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you.